This is Neil Doody for Art Sound FM, and this morning I'm talking with Sandra Bruce from the National Portrait Gallery. Sandra is the Director of Collections and Exhibition. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, we're speaking this week because in an exciting turn of events, the Portrait Gallery is reopening. That's terrific, isn't it?
It is, it is. It's been such an extraordinary few months that just the idea of being able to reopen our doors has got us all excited, and we're certainly well underway with doing all the planning we need to do to be ready for this coming Saturday the 6th.
So Saturday the doors open and it's back to things as normal in terms of people coming through. I guess there's numbers that you have to watch for limits and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. I think normal's probably a relative term for the next little while. Mm. So we're making sure that our priority is absolutely the safety of our visitors and our staff, for that matter. So we'll be abiding by the requirements set out by the government. And at this stage, that means that we can only allow 20 people into the gallery at a time. But we think we've got a pretty good plan to look after.
Oh, good. So what can people expect when you reopen? What's on?
Well, what we're really focusing on when we reopen, and this really speaks to probably the limited numbers that we'll be accommodating, is that we'll be reopening the two prizes that we'd only just launched before we had to close. So the National Photographic Portrait Prize and the Darling Portrait Prize. We're going to keep them open for another 7 weeks. And we've also decided not to continue ticketing them. They will be free exhibitions for the time that they're open.
Terrific. So they'll be the major attractions as well as the normal standard exhibition that Portrait Gallery has up.
Well, actually, we're not going to open our collection galleries straight away.
Okay. So it's mainly the temporary space then.
That's exactly right. We will have one smaller gallery open. It's the first gallery that you see near the reception desk because we've got a beautiful display of a recent Shirley Purdy acquisition. So that will be open as well. But one thing I think that's really important to note is because we can only allow 20 people in at a time, what we've decided to do is do timed entry. So that means that those 20 people will only have a certain amount of time they can spend in the gallery before we have to usher in the next group. So to keep our spaces open to, I guess, our highlights for the season, the prizes, is a way to make sure that everybody can enjoy them and then make space for the next group of people to come through. So we'll have an online system where people can go onto our website and pre-book their allocated or their chosen slot, if you like. It doesn't cost anything. It's absolutely free, but it's just a way for us to make sure that all of the physical distancing measures are kept the way they should be.
Yeah, and I can imagine this is the way it is with a number of other institutions because I think there's other places opening up this weekend as well. So there's a number of options available for people who want to see galleries around Canberra's institutions from this weekend, I think.
Yes, that's right. Our colleagues along the Lakeshore, I believe, are opening as well, particularly the National Gallery of Australia, the National Museum and the National Library. I believe that they may all be opening this week as well.
That is terrific. It's been great talking with you this morning, Sandra, and I wish you all the best luck in terms of how we work in this new normal, and it's one step back towards that.
Well, that's exactly right, and we're looking forward to it, and if anything, it's put us on our toes and making sure that we're really trying to offer the best that we can to our new audiences as they come back and visit us. Thank you, Neil.
Terrific. Thank you.